In 1982, my brother was given a Sony CFS500 boombox stereo for his birthday. It was awesome. It had AM/FM radio, dual volume controls, an LED graphic equalizer, output jacks, and big speakers. And all of this was built around a cassette recorder. With the cassette recorder, we could save the songs we heard on the radio to a tape so we could listen to them anytime we wanted. With the audio output, we could send the signal into a regular tape deck and build our own compilation albums. We now owned the world of audio. This was happening all over the country, and people were discovering that they could build their own little audio programs by rearranging miscellaneous recordings into something that held meaning to them. Clips from TV shows and movies.
Crichton, what are you doing, man?
I've just repaired the toaster, sir. Well, I've nearly repaired the toaster.
Oh, no, man, dismantle him. You don't know what a little bleeder's like.
Comedic bits. Prank phone calls.
But the reason why the curse works is because all children have brain damage.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes?
Yes, I bought glasses there. My name is Saul Rosenberg.
Yes?
And my eyes are going crazy.
Poetry.
Love is not all. It is not meat, not drink, nor slumber, nor a roof against the rain.
And music. These all came together into a personal and artistically organized creation. Usually consisting of a theme, the tapes were typically made for a specific person and were meant to convey how the creator was feeling at the time. With the advent of computers, MP3 players, and digital content, this time-consuming and thoughtful form of expression has been lost. This program is looking to bring it back. Back then, we didn't have social media. We didn't call people our friend until we shared with them who we felt we really were, what we liked to do, the type of music we liked to listen to, the sort of movies we liked to watch. We would spend hours poring over what to share and how to present it. We would meet new people and make new friends, and if we were lucky, we could fall in love. All of this could be done simply by handing someone a plastic cassette and saying to them, "I made you this mixtape." I wish there was a social excuse to make you a cassette tape. I'd teach you all about my life from side B to side A. Fast forward, rewind, whenever you mind. Welcome to another episode of I Made You This Mixtape. I'm going to start out here by telling you that today's mixtape, like any tape we play on this show, is totally worth investing the next 50 minutes of your life into listening to. Like any really good mixtape, it is dripping with a complete narrative. This means that it must be listened to in its entirety, otherwise the meaning is lost. Imagine seeing the first 5 minutes of a movie, only to then get up and go out to the lobby to go to the bathroom. You play a game of bubble hockey while talking to your friends. You hang out at the concession stand and drink some soda while making a few phone calls. Then you walk back into the theater, only to find that everyone in there is blubbering like babies while little Ricky Schroeder is yelling at the champ to wake up. You think you missed something? You bet you did. You better buy another ticket, pal, to find out what happened. Thankfully, with this show, you can hear it later or hear other past episodes on our website at imadeyouthismixtape.net. As for today's tape, it is the first ever mixtape that was given to me by someone that I cared for. I have made lots of mixtapes over the course of my life, and many were for myself or close friends. I usually spent an absurd amount of time deciding on the right songs to put on it, in which order to put them in, and how to cram all of them onto one side of the tape without cutting a song in half. It was always fun to have the recipient gush over how much they liked it and how much it meant to them to have someone put so much thought into such a gift. But having never been the recipient of one, I never knew what it felt like being the passenger while letting someone else drive the pause, play, and record buttons so recklessly all over your heart. Oof. So, here is the only personal mixtape ever given to me by a lover. It describes, in its unique way, a relationship that was full of ups and downs. One in which the downs were brought on solely by my own foolish, selfish, and unjustifiable actions. How did it play out? Did we find true happiness? How bad was the heartbreak? Was I forgiven? You'll need to listen to the whole tape to find out. Oh, and if you listen close enough, you might even hear my ego whimpering in the corner. Come on, champ. Wake up. Hold on. I need to press play.
Hit the mirror, you fix your hair, and put your makeup on. You're insecure about what clothes to wear, and I can't see nothing wrong. To me, you look so beautiful when you can't make up your mind. It's 8:30, it's getting late. It's okay, take your time. Standing here, my hands in my pockets, like I have 1,000 times. Thinking back, it took one breath, one word to change my life. The first time I saw you, it felt like a from hello. When we walk into a crowded room, it's like we're all alone. Everybody tries to kidnap your attention, you just smile and steal the show. You come to me and take my hand, we start dancing slow. You put your lips up to my ear and whisper way down low. From the first time I saw you, it felt like coming home. If I from hello, and when you're late, from hello. Just to pull out a paper jam. I was just a young boy. They asked me what I'd be when I was a grown-up, had a family. I said I'd be a doctor or something else in style. Instead I'd fix the copiers and I'd do it with a smile. I'm a copier repairman and I'll be one till I die. Don't ask me the reason, cause I couldn't tell you why I'd ever live a life like the one I do. Halfway across the country just to tighten up a screw. Well, they called me up this morning, made my face turn red, said that it was my fault the copier was dead. So I hurried out to fix it. When I seen it, I had to grin. I said, lady, this machine might work if you'd only plug it in. Just to fix a paper fee. Call me up next morning, said they want me back. Copiers taking pictures of a hammer and crack. I said I wondered where it was, the evidence is clear. My hammer is in your copier, it's a break in every mirror. Just to fix a paper fee. Going halfway across the country just to fix a paper fee.
I'm not afraid to die. find the words.
Children behave, that's what they say when we're together, and watch how you play, they don't understand, and so we're running just as fast as we can, holding on to one another's hand, trying to get away into the night, and then you put your arms around me, and we tumble to the ground, and then we say, I think we're alone now. There doesn't seem to be anyone around. I think we're alone now. The beating of our hearts is the only sound. Look at the way. We gotta hide what we're doing. Cause what would they say if they ever knew? And so we're running just as fast as we can, holding on to one another's hand, trying to get away into the night. And then you put your arms around me, and we tumble to the ground, and then we say, I think we're alone now. There doesn't seem to be anyone around. I think we're alone now. The beating of our hearts is the only sound. I think we're alone now. There doesn't seem to be anyone around. I think we're alone now. The beating of our hearts is the only sound. I think we're alone now. There doesn't seem to be anyone around. I think we're alone now. The beating of our hearts is the only sound. I think we're all burning now.
Okay, we're out. I got that one.
Out of breath.
Okay, fine.
Broken windows and empty hallways, a pale dead moon in a sky streaked with gray. Human kindness is overflowing, and I think it's going to rain today. Scarecrows dressed in the latest styles, with frozen smiles to chase love away. Human kindness is overflowing, and I think it's going to rain today. Kick it down the street, that's the way to treat a friend. Right before me, the sun's in. implore me, help the needy and show them the way. Human kindness is overflowing, and I think it's going to
he sang a lullaby. I heard he sang it from the heart. When I found out, thought I would die, because that lullaby was mine. I heard he sealed it with a kiss. He gently kissed her cherry lips. I found that so hard to believe, because his kiss belonged to me. How could an angel break my heart? Why didn't he catch my falling star? I wish I didn't wish so hard. Maybe I wished our love apart. How could an angel break my heart? I heard her face was white as rain, soft as a rose that blooms in May. He keeps her picture in a frame, and when he sleeps he calls her name. I wonder if she makes him smile the way he used to smile. I hope she doesn't make him laugh, because his laugh belongs to me. How could an angel break my heart? Why didn't he catch my falling star? I wish I didn't wish so hard. Maybe love apart.
When we used to say goodnight, I'd always kiss and hold you tight. But lately you don't seem to care. You close the door and leave me standing there. Oh, honey, that's not fair. That's it. I quit. I'm moving on. The other night we had a date. You showed up 2 hours late. Though your hair was all in place, somebody smeared the lipstick on your face. Oh, they smeared it every place. Yeah, that's it. Honey, I quit. I'm moving on. Oh, you made me want you. You made me need you. You made me tumble and fall. But if I can't have you the way I want you, I don't want you at all. Yeah, baby, I can take a lot, cause I love everything you've got. And though your kisses thrill me so, if you've got someone else, I've gotta go. Oh, and that you know. Yeah, that's it. Honey, I quit. I'm moving on. Yeah, now you made me want you. You made me need you. You made me tumble and fall. But if I can't have you the way I want you, then I don't want you at all. Yeah, baby, I can take a lot, cause I love everything you got. Though your kisses thrill me so, if you've got someone else, I've gotta go. Oh, and honey, that you know. Yeah, that's it. Baby, I quit. I'm moving on. And one more time, that's it. Honey, I quit. I'm moving on. I'm moving on. You done me wrong, so I'm moving on.
I'm trying to find you, don't know what to do, and I guess I'm hanging on to something that is gone. Can't stop hoping, dreaming, wondering, thinking about you. Are you still mine, and am I still yours? I heard that you changed when I walked out the door. To you, but when it comes to hating, I guess it takes two, cause I just can't seem to say you take my breath away. Can't stop hoping, dreaming, wondering, thinking about you. Are you still mine, and am I still yours? I heard that you changed when I walked out your door. Hanging on. Are you still mine? And am I still yours? I heard that you changed when I walked out your door. Are you the man that I waited for? Are you still mine?
Sweet forgiveness. up off the cell tower in the middle of the night. I seen a cat eat a dog in just one bite. Now some of you say this man ain't right, but that's what I deal with.
And our goal. big and fat to remember. It fits, though.
It doesn't fit.
Old rocking chair has got me by the spine, but I'm gonna live for a long, long time. Oh, yes,
attitude.
The words. Yes, the words. Yes, the words will remain in my heart and never part. So kiss, 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 kiss.
That upsets me.
Me, my sweet.
Makes me sick.
Talk about sick on a night like
in
this.
In a lovely place like
in
this.
In a joint like
oh,
this.
Oh, my goodness.
When I grow, oh, when I grow too old to dream, your love,
my love,
will live in my heart. So kiss me, my sweet, and say, then never say that we'll never part. And when I grow too old to dream,
your love
will live in my heart. Your love will live in my heart.
I'll always remember the song they were singing the first time we danced, and I knew as we swayed to the music and held to each other, I fell in love with you. Could I have this dance for the rest of my life? Would you be my partner every night? When we're together, it feels so right. Could I have this dance for the rest of my life? I'll always remember that magic moment when I held you close to me. As we moved together, I knew forever you're all I'll ever. Of my life, would you be my partner every night? When we're together, it feels so right. Could I have this dance for the rest of my life? Could I have this dance for the rest of my life? Would you be my partner every night? When we're together, it feels so right. Could I have this dance for the rest of my life?
Well, that's our show for today. Thanks for listening. We really appreciate it. Want to hear it again? Or do you have an interest in hearing a previous episode? Visit the archive on our website. That's imadeyouthismixtape.net. As always, our show is sponsored by the Community School in Camden. Online at thecommunityschool.org. And Side Country Sports of Rockland. Online at sidecountrysports.com. Production support for today's show was provided by Renee Philbrook. If you would like to drop us a note or send us your mixtape to be played on a future show, you can do so via the Postal Service. Send your correspondence to I Made You This Mixtape, P.O. Box 1149, Rockland, Maine, 04841. Guidelines for submissions can be found online at our website. Again, that's imadeyouthismixtape.net. Please provide the story behind your mixtape. We know that there is one. This is Nate Greenleaf for I Made You This Mixtape, telling you to remember to turn your Dolby on and the auto reverse off. Until next time.